Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansone Brath, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex. Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How's my girl today?
Hello, Cindy, and how are you?
Everything's good. Are you enjoying the summer?
Yes, I am.
Good. And you're resting a little bit?
And you?
Yeah, everything is good. Sure. Trying to rest. It's finally some beautiful weather, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It was like, you know, the other day, I think it was 4th of July, you know, Lisa and I were just like chilling by the pool, you know, so that was like really, really nice. We've gotten, you know, she's gotten a couple of beach days in. We got a couple of like nature walks outside. So, yeah, it's been really hot, but really good nonetheless.
Ah, well, that's good. And, you know, I see tonight we do have a lot of listeners, and I'm not sure.
We do.
Some of them look like some new people, so they have to press 1 if they want to talk to us. And then
yeah.
You could just say it the way that you usually say it, because you say it better than me, but just...
Yes, well, if you are new to our show or you'd like to speak to Cindy or myself, please make sure that you press the number 1. This way we know that you have to go into the calling queue so that you can get screened and get on the air and speak to us tonight. As always, I always identify new callers by the last 4 digits of their phone number when they're not screened or even when I please chat room. So please, when you hear those last 4 digits, answer me and don't let me sit there and talk to myself. But we actually have somebody who has pressed 1, Cindy, and she's an oldie but goodie. You know, she's called in before, but has been a while, and you may remember, and our listeners may remember, that we coined Kathy to be, you know, to have the name Catharsis. She was all about purging and bringing in the new and getting all of, you know, that negativity out of her life, and she was doing a wonderful job last we heard of her, and she's calling in tonight with an update. So our first caller is actually going to be somebody that we know. And I guess let's just jump right in and speak to Kathy. All right. And remember, guys, if you want to speak to Cindy or myself tonight, please don't forget to press that number 1 so that we can get you in queue. All right. So for starters, here we go out to Catharsis. Kathy. Hello, Kathy. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. My goodness. We're so happy to hear from you. How is everything going?
Oh, my God, everything is just amazing.
Oh, well, tell us what amazing means.
Amazing means that my relationship is going very well, the job is going very well. I still have some stress here and there, but just I feel so light these days, and I just feel really good about where I am in my life.
Wow. And, okay, so explain, like, how this came about, okay? Like, what did you need to get rid of before this could come in your way?
It took a lot of work. It
yep.
took a lot of introspection. It took a lot of, you know, I have had so many toxic relationships in my life, beginning with the relationship with my mother. And I needed to come to terms with all of that and understand that it was not about me, it's about them, and figuring out how to move on from those things and how to just continue to work on myself so that I could feel good about who I am showing up every day in my life and, you know, just kind of just eliminating that toxic and negative energy from my life so I could progress a little further. And it was no easy feat, by the way. Not at all.
I bet.
Not at all. But it took a lot of, like, introspective, like, meditation on my behalf.
Wow. And also, now, is this a new relationship? Because you had one that wasn't great. So how long has this relationship been in play that we're talking about?
Oh, it's been about a year and a half.
Oh, so good. So you actually, you know, met this person in a cosmically correct time, because this is a time when any relationships that weren't serving our higher good were supposed to come to an end, and we were supposed to be, it's a huge gathering of soulmates. So do you think this person is a soulmate? Do you feel a heart,
absolutely,
soul, mind, body connection? Wow.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. And this is someone who was a friend before, and he was actually engaged when we met, and just life just took its turn and the universe made it possible for us to come together when it was meant to be.
Wow. And, you know, this is a very good five-year period for you. Is there anything you want to throw into the dream catcher that's the year 2023 so we can make sure this five-year period manifests the way you want to?
Well, the thing I'm most interested in is things are going very well at the job. I have a lot of increased responsibilities. My role has definitely evolved over the course of the past 9 years that I've been with the company. 2 weeks ago when I called in, someone had asked, hey, like, where's the money? So that's kind of like my thing right now, like, I'm doing all of these things, and sure, I'm being compensated for it, but where, like, I'd like a better understanding of where my finances will change along with the finances of the company, because the company has struggled since the pandemic.
Oh, boy, yeah. And it does look like they should have sprung back by now already. You know, I'm not sure whose fault this is at this point, but with your company, they look like they have to get on the ball soon, because, you know, I'm not sure what that means for them or what they have to be doing. I mean, I could see why you're a little worried about this company, because, you know, they do have to change some things. Money-wise, were you thinking of asking them for a raise at this point?
Oh, I did. And I got a raise. It's just not what I was making before the pandemic.
Yep. And, you know, do you have any idea why they haven't been able to get this to swing back?
Absolutely. It's because we're continuing to shut locations down, so when we shut locations down, that affects our cash flow. So cash flow is not great right now. I've been maintaining it, but it's not what it was.
Right. And I almost don't see how it's going to be what it was, because, you know, they've closed things. They're not expanding. They're kind of contracting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's probably why they're not giving you the money that, you know, you made before. But it looks like a little bit downwardly spiraling company at this point. And, you know, are they planning on reinventing themselves in some way?
The thing with our company is that it has a very bad reputation due to previous management, which I'm sure that Nicole could, like, chime in on. So we're recovering from that. it has gotten better in terms of relationship with franchisees, but, you know, like now a lot of locations are closing down because landlords are collecting on deferred rent.
Right, exactly. Well, that, and again, I don't think they did a strong enough campaign to let people know they were new management. You know,
okay.
And that's part of the problem. They have to kind of rebrand a little bit and, you know, change some of that, because if they don't, you know, the problem with the cards are indicating here and Spirit's saying is that it's only going to get worse. So someone has to get in here and, you know, get back the reputation, you know, start and, you know, a marketing campaign of some sort. And, you know, also, you know, some of the franchisees probably got a little used to doing nothing for a while.
Exactly.
And, you know, unfortunately, people got used to not working. And it looks like a combination of that. So, you know, the writing on the wall here is I'm not sure how much more money you're going to be able to make in this particular place at this point. And, you know, have you ever thought of moving on to a different company?
I have, and I've actually communicated that to management, that if they could not meet what I need to make, that it would be time for me to move on. They've asked to just wait for the dust to settle, and I'm being patient. I thought it was the right thing for me to let them know that I'm looking. I just wanted to, you know, just gain your perspective on how things are and where you believe they may be.
And again, unless they really do a hard campaign to revamp things, to rebrand things, to, you know, let people know this is new management and, you know, get new franchisees, people that are going to want to come on board because of the new marketing. Do you know what I mean? I think you, some of the other people, the franchise have given up. They don't
yeah.
think they were making money, and they just decided, let me take a loss. Let me just walk away. But if this company is going to survive, they're going to have to get new franchisees, or it's not going to survive. So,
well, we did start a new rebranding effort, and we're in the middle of an audit right now that I'm working on that would enable us to sell franchises. But until the audit is complete, then we cannot sell anything.
Right. So, I mean, really what I saw is this is a real stagnating, if not downward spiraling company, unless something turns around probably in the next 6 months.
Right.
I'm going to just chime in and say just one thing here, Cindy.
Sure.
Just because obviously I have a lot of knowledge base when it comes to this company because it used to be my company. The bottom line here, Kath, is I think that you need to take it just like you took a step back with your relationships, you know, on your personal side. You need to take a step back and you need to see how closely related new management is with old management. Because although they may be different people, what they're doing is not that much different. And the stuff that you're going through now with this audit and not being able to sell and everything else, I could have told you a year ago that this was going to happen because they were already trying to rush it and cut corners, and they didn't want to do things the right way because they wanted what they wanted and they wanted to hit the ground running. And that wasn't the way to do it, you know. And it wound up with, you know, with a lot of people leaving, myself included, you know, people just no longer, you know, could sit around and wait, you know, because I know that there was high turnover there. But these guys, listen, they're nice guys, and I wish them all the best. But they didn't set this up correctly to start. And there's a lot of parallels to be drawn there, and that's why people don't recognize it as being newly managed, because there's too many parallels to what the old stuff was doing.
There's definitely some things that you were not aware of that took place, and I can't speak on those things.
No, you can't elaborate on certain things, and I get that.
Wow.
I missed the last part you were saying.
But basically, what I just heard here is, you know, I would start putting resumes out and see what else is out there. It doesn't mean you're leaving, but
no,
start
but
feeling out
what your options are. Yeah, know what your options are, because and I'll tell you right now, Kat, that what I just said is not just coming from me, it's coming from your franchisees, who I'm still very friendly with.
Of course.
So there have been conversations that I've had with current franchisees that feel exactly what I just said. You know, I mean, and they think bottom line is that there's ways to do this and that they're not choosing the right ways to do it. So I mean, like I said, it's not coming from me, because and the franchisees know better than I would. This is coming from the people that are currently in your system that haven't given up yet.
Right. I got the hint there.
Okay. And again, just, you know, just what I saw here is if they don't turn around soon, this could be a company that's going to be in real financial trouble. And, you know, and it doesn't have to be. I mean, they still have time to turn the ship around. You know what I mean? But they don't have, you know, they can't fiddle faddle another year and not turn this around. So, you know, with
right.
And then with you, just start putting your resumes out. See what else is out there.
I have been, definitely.
Well, and remember, you've been manifesting
everything. Kathy, is there anything
you
that you can do to set yourself up and do something yourself? Because I know that part of the reason why you liked this new regime and everything else, aside from the fact that it was a breath of fresh air from old owners, they are nice guys. Let me just people nice do deserve, you know, have this just disagree with their methods. But aside from that, I know that you liked being, you know, work
you're
for yourself.
Out. You're totally cutting
you know,
out.
And then maybe pick up just
yeah,
a part-time job
out.
Doing other things.
I have looked into setting up my own type of business or practice, but that takes a lot of work also. It takes time to build a clientele.
Yeah, but then it's yours. But then it's yours. So
yes.
Is this something that you can currently be working on? Can you work on this while still employed by them and
yes,
then set yourself up to eventually transition?
Self-help insurance is a lot of money. Self-help
right.
insurance is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Oh, no, 100%.
Right.
And
you know, basically, I don't think she
100%.
Has to do any of that yet.
Well,
it just looks to me like she has to, like, realize, you know, start looking outside of where she's working now to see how much money she could maybe make. Maybe she'll get a better offer and she won't have to worry about it. I mean, again, if they can turn this around and get the audit done that they have to, you know, the company may turn around. So it's not, you know, it's not totally like a chance, because it can't. And, you know,
yeah,
Kathy,
right now the audit is on
okay,
me.
The connection is really bad. The connection is really bad, so we can't keep this going because our listeners won't be able to hear. The connection is very bad. So call in another time and, we'll, you know, let us know what happens, like, in another month or so, because I think things might play out a little bit.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and good luck to you.
Thank
Bye.
You, Cindy. It was great hearing from you.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
I'm not sure if it's Blog Talk Radio, what's going on, but the connection was so bad.
I don't know. Even at the end there, I muted my phone and just to see if it was my fault. And as she was saying goodbye, even she was cutting out for me too. So I don't know. I think it might be Blog Talk, though, because, you know, it's I don't know.
I don't know because that's why I just didn't want to keep it going because if people can't hear us,
yeah, it's never that where it's never that all three of us can't talk. Usually, if like I put my mute button on, it's just less interference. But it even happened when I was muted, so I think it might just be Blog Talk being Blog Talk.
No,
or who knows?
Well,
maybe it's the spirits. Maybe we're not supposed to talk about this right now, and
yeah,
they're saying, "Okay, let's
talk." I almost thought that's what it was because it almost was like they were saying, "Let's just see what happens in the next 2 months."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then we'll talk about it
All
again.
Right.
And it's funny
All
because
right.
you
well,
have to
well,
pay attention to things like that because when I'm doing readings, sometimes mm-hmm. the phone will cut out at a moment, and I'll know, okay, they don't want
yep.
me to discuss this. Okay, like, you know, just be quiet on it, like. Don't go there. So, you know, hopefully, but again, COVID's been a long time, you know, gone now. I mean, it's not gone all the way, but I'm saying, like, companies had to already start turning around from it. And if they're not, it's too long. You know what I mean? It's just too long. And, you know, they're going to be hard-pressed to recover from it if they don't start turning around at this point. All right, so we have Bella in Colorado, and do you know what Bella wants to know about?
Yes. Bella is a first caller, but Bella has heard of our show because her mother has done a lot of work with you, Cindy. And basically, she's just looking for, ironically enough, a little bit of career advice. And currently, she's doing the whole college thing, and she just wants to know if you have any kind of insight as to what she should be doing, any direction that she needs to be taking taking a look in, and I'll let her tell you the rest. So here we go out to Colorado, and we'll speak to Bella. Hello, Bella. You're on the air.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Bella. I think I know what Bella this is. I spoke to your mom not too long ago, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, my goodness, because your dad just came to you and said, it's my Bella.
Oh, so, that's so funny.
Isn't that sweet? And I wouldn't have known it at all, except he said, no, that's my Bella. Tell her I love her. Dad, he's so proud of you. Oh, my God, he is bragging about you and how smart you are and how, you know, beautiful you are. You know, and he's your biggest fan and very supportive of you, very supportive of you. And do you ask him for help at all, your dad?
Not as much. I've just kind of, in the past, like, 2 years, been okay with him being a little bit more in my life.
Oh, I would let this man in my life if I were you, because, oh, my
okay.
God. You know, he's apologetic for what he should be apologetic about. He's done a lot of his life review on the other side and knows that he could have, would have, should have done differently. But he's amazing. He's a very intelligent man, by the way, extremely intelligent. So I would want him watching over me. And,
oh, absolutely. I know he's
and,
there.
And you could bless him for some of those brains that you have. You know, you know, I mean, he is so intelligent. He also loves the person that you're becoming. Okay? You know, he's proud of how you're growing up. And, you know, he thinks that you would be good at just about anything that you want to do. And, you know, the problem with you is when I look at these cards, you're gifted and, you know, you could do any number of things. What is your inclination? What are you leaning toward?
I don't know. I have a lot of things that I would really love to do, and I'm worried that I don't have enough time to do them.
Of course, that's what I said. I think you're going to have 3 or 4 different careers in your lifetime, okay? Like, it doesn't mean it's a failure if you have a career for 10 years or 20 years. It may just mean at that point you're going to get bored or want to do something else, you know? And so, you know, your dad, you know, said that, he's wondering if you want to go into politics, and he's laughing, okay? You know, you sort of have leadership quality. Do you know that about yourself?
Yes. Thank you.
And you know, are you basically, were you studying business? Is that what you were studying?
Yes, ma'am. Finance.
Okay. Now, business is always good for no matter what you do. So I think if you're not sure what you want to do, business is probably a good choice because you could use it for many, many things. And, you know, you're still in college, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And going into your third year now?
No, second year.
Okay, second year. So you still have some time to pick a major, but your dad says follow your passion. Is there anything that you are passionate about?
I think that's the struggle, is that I feel very passionately about a lot of things.
Wow. And again, you know, the problem with you is, again, because you are very gifted in many, many ways. Did you ever want to go into psychology at all?
Yeah, I am very fascinated with people, I guess.
No, because you would make a phenomenal psychologist or psychiatrist. I mean, studying business isn't bad because you're going to have to run a business with this thing. He thinks that, you know, you could definitely do well to counsel people, to be in that kind of a field too. He said you're a people person. So he'd like to see, and you also are a natural born healer. Do you realize you have a lot of healing energy surrounding you?
Yes, thank you.
You're sort of dating someone too, by the way?
Not really, no.
Okay, but is there someone you like?
I don't think like super particularly, no.
Okay, because
is there someone around that I should pay more attention to?
Well, there's someone sort of around showing here, okay? But would you like your dad to bring you a soulmate?
Oh my God, absolutely.
Okay, because that he said he could help with in a zip, okay?
Okay. I don't know. I'm sorry, please.
There is a guy circling here, though. Were you seeing someone? I know your generation doesn't date. They don't have boyfriend, girlfriends, or situationships, or whatever the hell you call them. I don't know. But I think you're a little bit old-fashioned, and your dad wants you to have an old-fashioned relationship. You know, I don't know if you know that your dad loved your mom very much. Did you know that?
No, I know that.
And, you know, he wants you to have a soulmate relationship. So he promises to bring that to you, sooner than later. But, you know, basically I'm not sure that you would be happy with just a business kind of thing, but, you know, he seems to think anything in psychology you would do very, very well with. You're also creative. What do you do with your creative side?
I play the guitar, and I'm really into, like, style, I guess. So I spend a lot of time on, like, outfits and thrifting and that kind of thing. That's, like, my main
hobby. You could certainly be a stylist or do something and, do something in the fashion, and you may just be the most fashionable psychiatrist on the block, too. So, I would say all these things are great for you. Your dad wants you to just ask him more for help. Have you dreamed about him at all? Because he's trying to come to you in the dream plane.
I set boundaries on that I didn't want to see him unless I asked to see him.
That's why he's asking you, do you want to see him?
Yes,
he's asking
not,
very politely. He's respecting your boundaries, but he's certainly asking.
Right.
And remember, he's done a lot of healing on the other side, okay?
Yeah.
And he knows what he could have, would have, should have done differently. But, because he's done his life for you and because, he's gotten great insight into his life, and he just feels like if you would ask him for a little more help, he could certainly help you a little more,
Okay.
He would really love that if you wouldn't mind, what I mean? And again, he's very polite. He's following the boundaries. He's not overstepping boundaries one bit. Do you miss your grandmother at all?
I do.
Because she was very bright, too. Did you know she was very intelligent, too?
Sure.
She's smart as can be, too. It's funny because your dad just wants you to be happy more than anything. He wants you to be happy. I'm glad you called in because you're extremely, extremely intelligent. And it's going to be a little harder for you to pick, but your dad promises by the time you get three quarters of your school year, you'll kind of know, more definitively what you want to do. And remember, people do have more than one career. They
don't
always, they don't always just stay with something and, you know, forever. And, you know, he wants you to have some fun this summer. Are you having any fun?
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun.
You know, and, oh, my goodness. I've watched you grow up, too, right?
Oh,
the first time I talked to you, you were like 13 or so? Maybe even younger?
Oh, I think you were talking to my mom. This is the first
right.
time
oh,
I
yeah. was. Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, but I think you were in the background one day.
Oh, that's funny.
And you were young, and you asked like one or two questions, and off in the background. Isn't that so?
That's
you know, but, you know, thank you for calling in on this because you ask Spirit to guide you. And remember, you're the kind of person that you have to follow your passion. And when you follow your passion, that will lead you to, you know, really being successful. If you're not going to love it, it's not going to work. You know that.
I understand that.
And call in again and let us know if you don't get a little thoughts in your head called ghosting your mind from, you won't know who they're coming from. It will either be your dad or your grandma. You might get a little thought popped in your head about, why don't you check out this career or that career? And that will be coming from them.
And I'll be able to make it in some sort of healing field.
Yes, you're supposed to be some sort of healing. Now, healing's a broad word. If you're a beautician and you make people look better, especially if someone's feeling pretty lousy about themselves, and you help them feel better because they look better, that's healing, isn't it? Like, healing's a very broad term, you know? You know, but definitely more, yours is more people-oriented. It's not like social work, though. It's more like if you're going to be something, it would be psychologist or something like that, you know. And, you know, your dad just said you will find your way with it, but definitely use your healing potentials that you have. You're a natural-born healer, for sure. And, you know, I'm so glad you called in because, you know, your dad was here earlier today, and he doesn't usually pop around unless I'm doing a thing for your mom. So I was a little surprised to see him today, and I said, you know, you can't just hang out with me unless I'm doing a reading for someone you know, and he just laughed and left. And then you called in. So I was already prepared for you, sort of, you know what I mean? So, and... You have, he had a very good sense of humor, your father, and you have that too. You know, he's laughing. He said she could be a stand-up comedian, you know, and maybe just, you know, anything she wants. But he said, whatever you do, don't lose your sense of humor. I think that's what happened to your dad at some point. Sometimes we have to learn to, like, laugh at things and lighten them up a bit in life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, life isn't easy. And you know, I'm so glad that you called in because you have such wonderful energy. And let's call in again, especially if you get sort of a hit on something that kind of comes into your head about a career.
Okay, absolutely.
And you know, don't overthink it either because your dad said you overthink. Do you overthink a lot?
Yes.
Okay, he said this isn't what you overthink. You know, don't overthink it. Just, you know, let it kind of flow through you. And, you know,
okay.
And call in again for sure.
All right.
Thank you so much for sharing your story and letting your dad come through. I don't know if you wanted to talk to him today, but I have a funny feeling he's the one that made you call in, okay? I think he ghosted your mind. Bella, call in tonight.
Absolutely.
Good luck to you, beautiful girl.
Thank you so much, Miss Cindy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Nicole, didn't you just love her energy? And her name, Bella, doesn't it
yes,
fit
absolutely.
Her? She's so beautiful. She's such a beautiful girl with that name, Bella. You know, it really fits her. And it's funny, I would have never figured out who her mother was if her father didn't come through from the upside.
That's
you know?
Funny.
You know, and... You know, so I think Kimmy wanted to call in, and I'm not sure. I think she's maybe the 813 number.
Yeah, she's not pressing one. Yeah, nobody else.
So, Kimmy,
it's 813-6928,
or if you want to talk to us, press 1. Because she said she was going to call in. I don't know what her number is, but I think that might have been her number. Yeah, she just pressed.
All right, wonderful. So let's go out to Kimmy.
I think that's Kimmy, I hope.
we'll soon see. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
Yes, it is Kimmy. How are you?
I mean, I'll be honest, not good.
Tell us the truth. This is not where we say hi and you say fine. This is where you say, I'm terrible.
I am. I have had, I worked my boss's dog. I've worked for her for 2 years. She's great. Frontier came, our cable people. I have doggy doors, and the dog has been gone for 6 days. And I have put my heart and soul into trying to find him, along with my family, my friends. Social media. And she hates me. I work part-time with her. That's just one of my four jobs, 20 hours. She's, telling me she's putting me on pause. She's just taking advantage of me. She's not paying me. She's done crap that, I get it. I'm a dog owner. I have three right now. On top of this, I come home July 4th, and my dog is dead in the backyard.
Old.
She was old. And so I'm trying to just, she's consuming me, and she's not paying me. And she's telling me my paycheck's on hold because she spent $2,000 on stuff. She came home on vacation a day early. Facebook posts were $150. The flight was $650. Yard sale signs. I spent $200 on yard sale signs making them. I mean, I've ringed on people's doors looking for the Ring doorbell footage. She literally told me, she goes, if my dog is dead, just tell me. Who says that?
Wow.
And she's not going to fire me because she's got all her dirty laundry over in front of my house for the scent of the smell. Every night at 1 o'clock, I get up and I put sausages, tuna fish, and sardines in front of the house because she thinks she's going to lure the dog back to the house. The dog had an air tag. I guess it's only, it works only 30 feet from any Apple, from only an iPhone phone or an iPad. It's not being picked up since Saturday at 4 a.m. in the morning. Literally, I've put stuff in doorbells. I've hung posters. I've done the signs. She wants me to go and talk to bums and wave signs on the end of the interstate. It's like abuse now. And it's just trying to give me this field trip. And I didn't let the dog out. The gate was closed. I mean, if Frontier came in to get a tool, and then she's telling me that Frontier didn't, they don't work that late at 7:30 o'clock. I said, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't.
Well, then maybe someone else just opened the gate.
Am I going to find the dog?
Okay. Now, it looks to me like you probably will find the dog, actually. And, I wouldn't let her guilt you, and you've done all you can do now. Don't go on the interstate and start posting things, okay?
Don't go where?
Don't go on the interstate and start posting things. You know what I mean? Like crazy. You've done enough. It's probably someone in the neighborhood has the dog. Is it a friendly dog at all?
The dog is extremely skittish, extremely, and runs from every single person unless you have a dog. And that's
right.
The problem. His personality is not, he's cute if you get to know him, but if you don't get to know him, He's not. He'll run from him, and he's hiding out. He probably comes out at night to travel. And two people said that they've seen him, and she's like, someone said that they saw a woman running at 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Was that you? Was that you? Did you take my dog to a bar? I'm like, oh, my God. It's like, I worked with this woman for 2 years. Did she not know? I watched her dog every day. And then the woman comes home on Sunday and leaves on a train to go to with her son to go on vacation again. And she's telling me that she's spent $2,000 on dog sniffers and dog detectors. And I'm like, I need a Lisa for my life because I'm literally, the guilt is like weighing on me. And
but that's honoring guilt. You didn't let the dog out. Okay. So, I mean, it's possible someone else let the dog out. You know, someone opened
no,
the gate.
Nobody was home. I have doggy doors.
So how could the dog get out?
I had the gate was closed, but there was no lock on it because the frontier was here. So I don't know who came in my yard, but the dog got out.
Yeah, well, someone might have just opened the gate. I mean,
right.
You know.
Well, apparently.
Yeah,
and
someone opened the gate. And you know, I would stop with the guilt. It's not intentional. You didn't do this on purpose. You know, the dog wandered.
Well, she's abusing me now.
Okay, but you're allowed.
And now I don't have a job. I know. Okay, so you think I'm going to find a job. Do you know, like, how long?
Well, first of all, you need to find another job. Okay? You need to find another job. Because.
And am I going to? That's my next question. I already have 28 hours.
You have to find another job. And also, it looks like the dog will show up, okay? And it's probably not very far away, even, you know? And it looks to me like someone may have taken the dog in the house or whatever, you know.
And there's a collar and a chip, and if so, are they keeping it?
No.
Why wouldn't they call us?
Well, that's the whole point. Maybe they don't, you know, if it's someone who's older, they may not know about collars and chips. Do you know what I mean? Like, so it's, you know, I wouldn't know. If I had a dog collar, I wouldn't know what the chip is. You know, like, if you have dogs, you know it. You know, but if you're older,
collar,
maybe. So I would just say relax on that. You know, stop beating yourself up over the head about this. This is the writing on the wall, mostly, is that you don't want to work for this person. Okay?
No.
Like, you just don't want to work
for
this person.
And I'm scared because I just bought my house. I have a huge mortgage by myself. And I already have, I own my own company and I have clients that I work for. And like, it's hard to find good people to work for inside your home. And am I going to find that?
Yes, it looks like you will. So, I mean, mostly what you're doing is panicking right at this moment. Like she made you panic out. So, you know, I think the blessing in this is that you don't want to work for this woman or do any work with her. Do you know what I mean? Like, look at this as being a blessing. I mean, you know, dogs get out, pets get out, you know, things happen. And it's not, you don't abuse someone over it, you know what I'm saying, at all. And, you know, probably within the next few days, it looks like the dog should show up, you know, message me and let me know when the dog shows up. But in the meantime.
Do you think someone's going to find it for us and call us? Am I going to find it? Like, how is this?
Probably someone's going to call you, you know, eventually.
And you think in the next, like, week?
Yeah, definitely. The dog, you know, the dog is nearby. The dog's not far away.
So he's alive.
Yeah, the dog's alive. You know,
okay, so as for my job, when do you see me getting a job? Like, I need work now.
Well, that's just now, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Stop wasting time now with the dog.
I'm not. I'm already looking.
I mean,
I'm
you've done all you can for the dog. Leave that be. And just start applying and, you know, start, you know, looking and getting, you know, your clients how. I mean, you'll be getting more work very soon. You always do.
Like in a week or two?
It should take you, you know, no more than a few weeks to find. So, you know,
okay,
just.
Do you think that she's going to sue me? Because she keeps throwing out that she's not going to stop looking, and I'm not paying you. She expects me to look.
She could try to sue you, but she has to. You know, this is a gray area. You know, this.
She's an
attorney. Okay, yeah, of course, and she's going to sue you. But you know, at this point, I would just like the dog will show up. You know, stop letting her. Threaten to sue you and everything like that. Okay.
Do you think she's going to sue me?
Well, she's a lawyer, you know, and again, will she win this case? You know, it's like, you know.
But can you sue me for what? What
it's what I'm saying.
Honestly, we're not on, she doesn't pay me on the book, so.
Well, that's why, how's she going to, you know, so I'm saying, she doesn't pay you on the books, so I don't know. This is, you know, something
I claim it, but she doesn't. I claim it, but she doesn't. So that's a problem for her. But
right. Right.
You know,
so,
I was just wondering, do you see me going through a lawsuit with like $2,000-$3,000 because, and then her IVF she had last week that she should be resting, it didn't work, but it hasn't worked in 2 years since I've known her, so that wouldn't be my fault, but she's already thrown that in there. Like, I feel...
She's just throwing stuff in your face. The dog will show up, and, you know, right now I wouldn't worry about lawsuits, this and that. I'd worry about getting, getting jobs and working. That put
and
your
you feel that's coming, and my financial situation isn't going to be, I'm not going to struggle?
No, you're going to work hard. You're not going to struggle. You're going to work hard. And
no, I'm going to work hard, but do you think I'm going to struggle up until I get that right job?
Well, you know, it takes a little while. You know, I wouldn't even worry about anything other than just keep looking. And,
okay.
You know, right now you're like spinning like crazy in your head. And this isn't good.
Mm.
Because it only makes, when you get fear-based, you start making mistakes. And you start, like, take it down
I've
a
already,
couple notches.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I understand why you would be doing it. I'm not saying I wouldn't be doing the same thing. I'm not judging it at all. But I just know if you take it down a couple of notches and calm down and breathe. Okay, she's a bully, this woman. She wants to scare you. She wants you to be running around all night, all day, looking for the dog. You know what I mean? And you can't do that with a pet. That you put it all out there. You know, there's nothing else you can do at this point. You know?
Yeah, I just told her, I said, I don't have time for that anymore. I am now unemployed, and I need to look for a job. So I have financial responsibilities just like hers. So if she could have kept me on until we found the dog instead, and that dog only knows my voice and her voice. And meanwhile, whatever. But okay, so thank you for that. But one other question. So when I found my dog out in the backyard, she was old and it was time was coming. And I feel like very irresponsible that I probably should have closed my doggy doors. You know, it's really hot here. And I found her behind the AC unit against the wall, which is a place she's never been. But she was laying on wires, like the big poles from like the AC unit. Did she get strangled? Did she
It also looks like it was just plain old hot. I don't think you could leave the dog out that long when they're older in the heat.
Well, normally she's been good. She goes in and she goes out, but she went behind this AC unit. I don't know if she got stuck. Do you think that she got stuck and maybe when she fell, like choked herself on the wire?
Well, like she had a heart attack. The dog, you know, like the dog died more of natural causes here.
You're thinking heart attack?
Yeah, it looks like a heart attack, actually.
You don't think it was my fault because I feel awful?
No. The dog just looks like, it's like a natural cause here, for sure.
Like I should have closed the door off and she could have at least maybe died in the AC, and I feel so terrible about that.
Again, the dog went in and out. The dog wouldn't have wanted it, you know. Again, the dog was old and, you know, it doesn't look like anything that you did. So,
Thank you.
Dog seems to be resting in peace, by the way, and happy, so... You were very good to that dog. I think anybody would want to be your dog. Okay? right now what's happening is your OCD, your obsessive compulsive behaviors are going a little off the charts from all this. So you're going to have to crank it down a notch. Okay.
I know.
Learning guilt and doubt and blah, blah, and everybody's got it. And under stress, we all go crazy over this. You know, but I think it would, you know, if you would just take it down a notch or two for your own benefit. And, you know, OCD is a doubting and a second guessing. It's always like, what if I did this? If only I did that. If only I did this. You know what I mean?
It's awful. It's all I've been doing.
But that's because under change, OCD, you know, the OCD shoots up the charts of from 1 to 10. It goes up high. And then it becomes an unrelenting mindset. And then we're like, the sky is falling and running around like a chicken without our heads. And that never makes for thinking clearly. So, I mean, I understand death kicks up OCD, you know, panic. OCD is a fear of death and dying and survival. Now you're worrying about how am I going to survive? You're worried about being sued. All this is making you crazy. So right now, tonight, I want you to just do something. We call it here joy therapy. What can you do just to bring you some joy, to get you, you know, something to reset your batteries? Maybe go for a walk, maybe, watch a funny movie, read a magazine, something that gets your mind off of this, because you need to reset your brain chemistry so that you don't deplete your yourself and get more and more anxious from the situation. You know, it looks like it will work out with the dog. You'll get a job, but right now you're just going to get yourself like crazy. And I think I'm glad you called in, because this is what everyone does when they're under, you know, stress. It's not just you. We all do this. And sometimes if there's nothing you can do right now at the moment, it's time to just chill out, relax. And then tomorrow, start with your job campaign again. And, you know, it looks to me like someone's got the dog. So, you know, they may not know about the chip. They may, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but they probably don't know the chip, but the collar's right there. It says Rocket and his phone number. They know it's not a loose dog. I mean, they know it's a lost dog. I mean, they keeping it?
Probably not. It doesn't look like they're keeping it.
So maybe they might attempt to keep it and realize they don't want it and then give us a call?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like you'll get a call from, you know, from someone.
You think in the next week, few days?
Yeah, it looks like you should get sooner than later. So, again, in the meantime, there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay, and I know you got to go. And then one last question. So my son and I, we're very good close. He's had a really big fallout for the past five years with his dad. I mean, all my kids have. They've all moved in with me. They're manipulating people. They try to reverse stuff on me, blah, blah, blah. I think that the mother, my ex-husband's mother, who's got a ton of money, who likes to buy off my kids to make everything better. So my son wants to go to University of Tampa and play baseball. He decided he said he didn't move out, but he went to go visit his dad 5 minutes from my house, and he's been living there since. Are they buying him?
Yes.
Is he coming home?
I will tell you, American kids follow the dollar signs. Okay?
Yes.
I mean, I call it an American tragedy happening across the board to good people where their children are pulling this crap on them. Again, there's not much you can do about this because, you know, they're telling him he'll do whatever he wants, and he thinks they have more money than you have, and they're going to give him what he wants.
Is he going to walk away disappointed?
Yes. And at that point, you know, he'll come back.
When do you think he's coming home to me? I mean, I barely do dinner in it. I don't even do dinner. I mean, he doesn't shower. I mean, he literally went from hating this man and walking around with hatred to go over there, and I think they're buying him everything. And I think people like this don't change. And
right. No, they don't.
It's his oddest behavior. Do you see him coming home to me anytime soon to live home again?
I think this is going to take some time. So
you
do? The only thing you can do is not do much, okay, and watch
I know.
Him. But this is really sad because he is following with him where he thinks the most money.
He's 19, and he's like my.
Of course,
so close,
you can do
and he won't tell me. I don't know if it's his pride to say. And I even said, "If you want to go to UT, go for it." I said, "But you know what? You can come here too. I'm 50%." Like, I don't know what they've done to him, brainwashed him or whatever. Like, if you want to go to UT, you can't go to your mother's. They're using it for bait. This isn't about death. This is about hurting me because he stole $27,000 from my alimony and my child support, and I busted him for doing my taxes. And they actually took me to court over guilt, and I won, even representing myself as my own attorney. And so now I think they're bitter, and they're trying to hurt me by using my children and buying them. And I was like, you know this is what's going on. And he's like, he just doesn't want to talk about it. I get nothing. He just shut down, and he says, I didn't move out. I'm like, but dude, you haven't been home in a month. So how many months is it going to take for him to come home?
Well,
so
again, he's going to have to, this is going to have to play itself out. So what is the message in your reading today? Patience. And OCDs do not have patience. They want everything immediately, okay? Like, this time will reveal who this person is. You know what I mean? Like, and what's going on. But if you try to, rush it or pressure him, it's not going to work. So
No. I've already stopped. But, I just feel like, is he mad at me? He says he's not mad at me. I'm shocked how this all unfolded. Like, money that much?
No, he's not mad at you, but he's just being, you know, he's getting what he wants money-wise, and they're telling him they're going to do everything he wants for him. So
he's not going to go to that school until next August 2024. Is it going to take are they going to bullshit him a whole year and then say, you're not going to UC?
Well, they'll try to do that for a while. So, again, The only thing you could do at this point is let this play itself out.
I know. And I feel like I'm trying to be mean. Good morning. I love you. I told him today, you have always have a place here. If you're happy, I'm happy. But I'm still so hurt that he's allowing this to happen to me.
I think you need to stop saying anything anymore.
I'm going to know. This is my last time saying anything, and I'm just disappointed. And he didn't even come over after the dog died, and I just thought that's so unlikely of him. And I just don't even know who he is anymore, and I'm shocked.
This is my, I have thousands of clients. You know, tons of them have children that are not talking to them for whatever reason. At least he's still talking to you. But they tend to follow who has the money, okay?
Yeah.
And turn on the person who doesn't have the money to give them everything. And oftentimes, a person who's never, you know, cheap will end up, you know, just buying these kids stuff just as a vengeful tech, you know, thing to do to the other.
Yeah,
you know,
they
other
want
parents.
Him to hurt me, and it makes
and
them look
why.
Good because he looked like crap that for 5 years no one's lived with him, and that's upon all my own children to take their own thoughts on how they want to handle with each of their individual situations. And so now they're being spiteful ever since this money thing, and I won in January. They're now being spiteful, and now they're coming out of blue, and now being like this, and he's falling for it. And I just wish he'd be honest with me to tell me, Mom, I wanted to go to UT, but I get nothing, and that's the most hurtful part. This is an honest kid.
Well, that's because he's learning from his father to be a manipulator, and manipulation is saying nothing. You know, forget that's a form of manipulation. You know, and
you
right
think,
now,
when you say a while, is this the whole year? Until
well,
next school
again,
year?
Again, you're doing the OCD thing. Like,
I can't help myself.
Stop asking when. It will be when it will be. And part of our karmic lesson is to learn patience, endurance. And if you try to speed this up, it just, I look back at my life. I've lived long enough to know there were times when I should have done nothing and just been patient. And the outcome would have been much better than trying to control it.
I know, and I know I'm a controller when it comes to things. I've acknowledged that. I'm just trying. I just want him back home because I know they're going to hurt him. My son, he said he was going to pay for his aviation school, and he didn't even sign up for his junior year fall semester, and he screwed him. And then he moved out of the house, and that's what made him move to me last year. And you would think my youngest would say, wow, he just screwed you. Why would he give me, if you live here, why would you give me UT? I mean, I feel like, is he going to walk away disappointed? And hurt him? Or you think he's going to get what he wants after all of this?
Well, again, right now it looks like they want to give him what he's asking for, but it depends how he behaves to them, too.
Yep.
And if he gets disappointed and hurt, that's his karmic lesson. Sorry.
Yep.
I wouldn't even worry about it. He's got to learn.
I'm not worried about it.
You know, that leopards don't change spots. You know, so, I mean, again, it's very sad. I sympathize with you. I think I make most of my money on parents coming here if they have four kids who aren't talking to them or they, you know, it's the same situation. They go to live with the other parent during the teen years because, you know, the one parent's disciplining them and they go with the other parent just to, you know, and it can be the terrible parent, the one that was terrible to their mother or father. And then they go live with that parent. It's very hurtful. So, you know, at this point, I wouldn't worry about anything other than getting a job.
I know. I need to let it go. I just needed to ask about my son. I'm shocked.
I know.
But
we're
all shocked.
I mean, I was like, I've been through this with so many of my clients. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, I mean, it's just the way it is, you know, with kids. And just don't even become overly concerned about it to your son. Because then he'll go back and tell Dad, look, Mom, she's all worried. She's saying that. Don't say anything. So you can't say you're saying anything or doing anything. Like, don't let them know they're doing anything that's bothering you. Because then they just, you know, they get off on this.
Yep.
Makes them happy.
Yep.
To make
I'm not saying another word.
You know, it's a reverse empath. People who are truly empaths don't like to cause pain because it's painful for them. But there are empaths who love to cause pain because they love to feel the pain they're giving you. Like, that's a sick empath, and that's what he's like, your ex, so you don't want to give him that much, you know, ammunition. Well, we're at the end of our show. They're going to knock us off in 5 seconds, so I have to say goodbye. Goodbye, Nicole. They knock us off at the dot of a time. Thank you, Nicole, for everything.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye. And Nicole, don't forget to respond to me on Facebook, some of the dates I gave you.
Yes, I. You know what? I just thought about that now. I never gave you the solid stuff. I will do that right now.
Okay. Bye. Bye, everybody. Have a great week.